Not ideal news yesterday that homeowners were told interest rates set to rise again.
Yay. Yay.
To 1.35%.
Isn't that the third time?
Third time.
Jeepers.
In the last 3 months or something. And this is all that the Reserve Bank of Australia is doing it because they think it will curb inflation.
Curb inflation.
But then some experts are saying if you do it too quickly, it's actually going to make people homeless.
Yeah, and because no one's going to be able to afford it.
Yes.
It's crazy. All these poor people who have bought these houses. I'm a renter, so I'm all right for now. But when I get into the property market, I'm screwed.
Yeah. Economists are expecting the cash rate will hit about 2.35% by December. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Jules, this affects people who have home loans.
Of course it does. So,
with their bank.
If you have a home loan for $500,000, it'll take it up to $2,973 a month.
They have to pay back?
Up from your $2,350.
So you end up paying back more?
Yeah, of course you do. That's how it works.
So, but you borrow this much and then you pay this much.
Yeah, that's how interest rates work. So if you borrow $500,000 from the bank to buy a house,
yep, get the mortgage,
and you've got an interest rate of whatever, you'll end up paying more back in the lifetime of your loan.
Because I've never had a loan.
Well, that's how it works. So you'll end up paying more. So you won't pay $500,000 back.
You pay more
to the bank. You've got to pay that interest as well.
that's how they make their money.
Of course it is.
Because of course they're a business.
Yeah.
So they hold our money in their banks, I picture all these kind of Harry Potter type dungeon lock and key, all the money's in there.
Sure. It's just like Gringotts.
Do they pay themselves a wage from that money? Like, you know, your money that's in there, my money that's in there, the guy down the road's money that's in there?
No, I don't think so. Because they're organisations, so they've got their own money there anyway. Yes.
Oh, it's so confusing.
It's a bit tough given the interest rates hadn't risen in about 8 years or something.
And they've done it three times
in the last 2 months.
It's very fitting, right? You know, everyone's just come out of kind of COVID pandemic lockdown days. Everyone's struggling. Businesses are struggling. And then it's like, no, you know what? Let's chuck something else on them.
They don't need something else, do they?
Oh, it's exciting times. I hope you are doing okay in these tough times if you are a homeowner with a mortgage, which, you know, there's very few that don't have mortgages. Majority, I think, would have a mortgage, right?
Generally, if you're not renting.
Yeah, if you're not renting. Because if you're wealthy, obviously, and you've worked hard or whatever and you've got the cash, you don't need a mortgage. Or do you still need a mortgage to buy a house?
Not necessarily. If you've got the cash there, you could easily buy a house.
I could buy a house for $1,000.
Where?
Africa.
Yes.
That's where I'm moving.
Possibly.
See ya. I'm off now.
Do you like the warmth?
No. I like the cold. That's why I'm in Ballarat.